Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I'm your host for the podcast. Now, today we're talking about the decisions we have and the choices we make. Now, I'm talking about that because, well, to start with, it's 2022, and that actually equates to the number six. And I was looking through the tarot decks for what number six means. I do this little, when I'm having a program with somebody, I do a basic tarot numerology spread on their birth date. So my birthday, when we look at numerology, we break it right down to single digits, and mine comes down to nine. So my birth date is a nine. So I'm actually birthed under the hermit as far as my birth goes. So that's like my soul. That's my soul instincts is the hermit. And I have to be honest, I am a little bit of a hermit. I do like being at home. I do like sort of being in my little cave, if that makes sense. I'm not an extroverted person, but I do like talking to people, and consequently the podcast works really well with that because I can actually express myself without having to put myself too far out there. So just a little bit out there. So I'm at the hermit by my soul's instinct. This year I am actually in the year of the chariot for me. So quite a few choices and decisions to make, but not so much as 20, well, actually just as bad as or more so, 2022 equates to the number six, which is actually the lovers. Now, where I was going with this is that when we look at lovers, we look at that I've got three different tarot decks here, and I want to just explain to you how different they are and why we need to be mindful about when we're following the tarot, because it can be all very different. Same with Oracle. We can pick up different things in different ways. And this was a really good understanding when I looked up the number six in the tarots, or looked up the lovers. When I looked at that, it was really quite interesting. But the first one I got, and why was I going there? Yeah, because it was 2022. And also because I'm putting a program out. It's called Reclaim Your Life. And it is a program to help us with our decisions and what we do. So the first part, I'll tell you all about that later, but the first book I wanted to, or first deck, was the Mythic Tarot, the new Mythic Tarot. Now, I had never had tarot before. I had always been an oracle reader. Oracle card reader. And so I was talking to a lady who was doing tarot cards, and I asked her what was the best one to get to start with. And she suggested this one. Now, the reason why she suggested this one is that the Fool, which is the first card, actually goes on a journey. And this is the journey. And that's what the tarot is all about. It's a journey in life and the different areas that we foresee, or the different areas that we come across and why we come across that. So when we're going through life, we have these different things that'll happen to us, and we will have times where we've got to make choices and we have to make decisions and what we're going to do and where we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And it all, this Mythic Tarot is a story. So when you're reading it, and you can see I've got a lot of little notes still in there that I used to write notes to myself. When you go through it, you get an understanding of the story of the fool. And basically, we are the fool, you know, that is who you are. You are the fool, and you go through it and you get an understanding of external circumstances, the hierarchy. You go deep, you go within. We look at death, we look at transformation, we look at all the different things there. And we're going to experience all of that throughout our life in one way, shape, or form. And it can all mean so many different things. But I was always a bit dubious about the tarot. So consequently, picking up this book and getting an understanding of the story behind it, it was really quite interesting. So in this tarot, when we look at the mythic tarot, when we look at number six is the Lovers. Now, in this particular one, it's all about choice. And it's got three people basically on the card. And the fourth one being the Fool, which is you, and you're looking at the Lovers. Now, when I first saw that, I thought to myself, well, Lovers, should it only really be two people? You know, maybe I'm watching two people, not three. But the whole idea of the Lovers was about choice, and it's whether we're following our heart or whether we're following our head. So this year for 2022, it is all about choice. It's all about decision-making and how we're going to do that. And that's why that was a long way around to this story. But I'm going to do a little bit of reading. So this is going to be because I am not when we get used to the cards, as you get used to using your cards, because you're using the same deck all the time, you start to pick up little things. So as soon as I see Lovers, I go, oh, that's about choice. Let's make a decision. You know, that's what that card's all about. Are you going to make it with your head or are you going to make it with your heart? But I have never used the tarot as much as I've used the oracle, so I've not ever got familiar with it. Basically, what I should do is put everything else aside and just use one deck, and you get used to it and you really start to pick it up. But I haven't, so I still have to go back to my book when I'm doing tarot readings. And that's okay too, because as I'm reading it, I get a little bit more information, I get a little bit more understanding of it. And again, it's practice makes perfect. And I don't really want to be perfect at tarot. I don't need to be. I just like to be able to do a reading and get an understanding of it. I don't need to be perfect on it. There's plenty of people that out there to look at that. I'm pretty good at flower readings, though. Woo-hoo. Anyway, the card, the Lovers, when it appears in the spread, augurs the necessity of a choice of some kind, usually in love. The Fool, having learnt about his own duality, must now put his values to the test. So the Fool has learnt that he has both male and female in him. He has learnt that we have the masculine and the feminine within all of us. So he has to get this understanding of that. Sometimes this means a love triangle, but can also mean the problem of too hasty a marriage or a choice between love and a career or some creative activity. This card implies the necessity of looking forward at the implications of one's choices rather than being driven blindly, thereby inaugurating, like Paris, a great conflagration. Now, whoa, big words. So what they're saying here is in this particular deck is to have a look at your choices. Now, if you had that card in a reading, would say that you've got choices coming up. You know, you're going to need to decide whether you're going to choose from your head or choose from your heart, but you've got choices to make. If you jump in too quickly, you will create other issues and other choices to make. So be mindful about the choices and the decisions that you do to create what you want to go. So get a good understanding. Don't jump in hastily. So when we put that to 2022, yeah, it sort of makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I must admit, when I started 2022, and we're only just, you know, we're still in January, I just sort of felt like I was in a, you know, somebody had opened the gate and that was it. I was off and running. I've had to pull back. I've had to slow down. And one of my issues at the moment is I'm not giving myself time to relax and time to enjoy life. And we're having such a, it's, the weather's beautiful at the moment. All things are good. I mean, yes, we've got COVID happening and it's a little bit crazy and people are getting sick. But as we get sick, we get through it and we get over it the majority of time. So, yes, we have got issues there. But I do tend to focus. I'm a bit of a positive thinker, a little bit of a I still understand the negatives, but I do focus on the positives rather than the negatives. The next deck I started looking at was my next deck. Now, I chose this deck. I actually liked it just appealed to me, the color. Oh, and it just happens to be very similar to the color of my branding. But I actually liked the coloring, the oranges and the deep oranges and the deep yellows. For some reason, that attracted me, and there was lots of blues and purples in it. So when I went looking for a different book, because I found that other tarot got a lot of, there was a lot of negativity in it. And I don't sit as well with negativity. I get that there's understanding. And even as we say with the lovers, there's this conflict, could be conflict because of choices that we have to make. But I tend to go, well, hang on, I can make choices. I don't want to make them out of fear. Or I don't want to make them for the wrong reasons. I want to make them in a positive manner. Even if they don't turn out quite as positive as I anticipate, I still want to start off on that foot. And I found the Mythic Tarot a little bit more negative. So, yes, I got the story, but it was pretty. There seemed to be a lot more negatives than positives, that's for sure. I mean, even with the Death card, we can still see that as a positive, but that card sort of, that other deck wasn't quite the same. So then I've gone into this Easy Tarot Handbook by Josephine Ellershaw. And I went in and had a look at this one. Now, I did a little bit more study on that, and I actually did my own book and was writing on that to give to get some fluent messages and understanding of it. So I was getting better at it, but again, I sort of stopped doing it. I got into other stuff, and these sorts of tools help us to a certain degree. And then there's times there when you sort of grow out of them or you just don't need them. I've actually started bringing my cards back out, and I haven't touched them for probably 10 years. And I've started bringing them out, and I bought myself a couple of new decks, and I'm just sort of getting back into it again, but with a different look on it. You know, like I'm not necessarily looking for the desperate answers because I create my own future now. But it's nice to sort of get a little bit of aha moment or a bit of confirmation too, which is what I often get. But in this card, number six is called, number six is the Lovers. And the Lovers are shown as an idolized version of romantic bliss. The perfect male and female forms are surrounded by water, symbolic of the world of our emotions. The potentiality of their sexual nature and blissful state in their togetherness are open and clear to see. From the heavens, they are touched by a golden aura of love that surrounds them. The colour of this card combines with the indigo and mauve, indicative of the spiritual realm, and the fiery, passionate colours of red, orange, and gold. So that one, which for the podcast is a little bit hard to see, but for the video, for the show, the YouTube show, you'll be able to see that card there. So in this book, the Lovers is definitely more synonymous to lovers, absolutely meeting somebody, being in love, all that passion, all that fiery passion, and yet that spiritual connection as well. So in this card, they're saying that. So we could always take that to 2022, and maybe we're going to see our passion ignite a little bit more. We've got that feminine and masculine aspects in us. And when we look at the feminine, we look at the nurturing side of us. But when we look at the masculine, we look at the passion and the drive. So we have both of that within us. We don't have to be a male or a female to have feminine and masculine aspects. We have both of them within us. And this is what they're saying in this card. They're saying that the lovers are there. We're both within each other. It is not really saying about choice. It's not really saying about decisions. And that's why this card's a little bit different. As we go further down is into the interpretation. The image of this card portrays far more than mere words could hope to convey. Simply speaking, it represents human love and relationships. I'm trying to put it up so you can see. Human love and relationships. Here we have the harmony of the combined polarities, male and female, the perfect union expressed through love. For me, the artwork in this card finally portrays the lovers in the actuality that our human condition naturally desires. In older versions of this card, the lovers often depicted three people and indicated choices. There you go, they're bringing it forward. With this possible reference to the temptation of the third party, perhaps for this reason, it has often been a common area of misinterpretation. Yet, with regard to choice, the area of love relationship is perhaps one of the biggest arenas in which we experience personal growth and challenges as we seek to harmonize self with another. As such, our relationships represent choices all the way through. This could be the choice of becoming involved with a new romance or choosing to make a commitment in an existing relationship, such as marriage, or in a solid relationship, making choices that will affect both parties. The Lovers is a positive card, unless badly aspect, and surrounding cards will clarify what situation is being faced. So it is still saying choices, but they're saying choices in relationships. Now we're getting a little bit more of an understanding of it. So for 2022, we're starting to look at the choices the decisions we have and the choices we need to make. And we're starting to look at them in maybe a romantic situation or maybe a relationship situation. So the choices that we can make may have a lot more to do with relationships going through 2022. And when I look at that myself personally, I start to look at the different relationships that we have. Now, we have business relationships. We have obviously romantic relationships. We have relationships with our children. So this year is a very, very strong pull towards harmonizing those relationships. And sometimes we're going to have a relationship with ourselves. And when I say that, I'm thinking, oh, the hard talk, you know, where you start to go, well, hang on, that is who I am and I need to accept that. This is me and I need to go forward with that. And sometimes I have that problem. So I can imagine there'd be other people that would have that problem as well. There is times there when I need to nurture that child within me and I don't. I've been working so hard. I have got so many guests coming on the show. I just got bombarded over Christmas. And it's absolutely amazing. I'll give you a quick hint. We have got Chris, who's going to be talking about a meditation, like really giving you a good understanding of meditation. We've got Philip and his wife, Jane, is coming on. They're talking about, actually, I can't remember what they're talking about. We've got Jenny. She's coming on too. Sam was talking about, Sam's got this four-step program. Christian, I had a look at his website. It looks so interesting. I don't know what order these are going to come in, but Christian's looks really, really interesting. And it was like the power. It was on some sort of a power. And then we've got Donna coming up. Now, they're the ones, there's Gail on there too. I only booked her in, and Gail as well. So we've got a lot of guests coming up on the podcast, which is going to be really exciting. Oh, we've also got Tina on again doing next week. She's on doing ghosts with children, how to help your child that is seeing ghosts. And we know that there's always those monsters under the bed that the children see, how we can help them with that. It's a really easy solution to help them. I wish I'd known when I was seeing monsters under the bed and when my children were seeing it. And now my grandchildren are doing the same. So, yes, it does happen. It does go along. But, yeah, that's next week. That's Tina talking about ghosts of the children. But because I've been so busy and getting all this in together, putting this online, I'm putting that program together, Reclaim Your Life program, where we go through 16 weeks as a group video training, and we've got activities for every single week, you're going to get to the stage where you're going to know yourself inside out when you finish that one. But it's about reclaiming your life, because we are going to have to make a lot of choices, a lot of decisions this year. And if you're making decisions in relationships, especially after I've experienced that 20 years of emotionally abusive relationship, I know what it's like to be able to give up, to say, I don't want to make a decision, let him do it, let the partner do it, because then he's held responsible. Because every time I made a decision, I was held responsible in such a dramatic way, and it was really challenging. So we're going to have this sort of situation happening this year. This is what I believe. Our relationships are going to be tested this year, and we have decisions that we need to make. We have choices we've got to go with. How we do that, and even if we decide to not make a decision, you've still made a decision not to make a decision. So we have these things to go through, and that's really, really important. So we've looked at the mythic tarot, and it's saying we've got choices to make. The second one is saying it's about relationships, obviously about relationships. Now the third one, now this was a deck I wanted to buy. But at the time, I didn't have a lot of money. I actually purchased another deck, and I didn't have a lot of money. I saw the big pack, you know, like the bigger pack, proper full-size deck, and I just couldn't afford to get it. But then I saw this little pocket deck, and I could afford to get that one. So I brought this little pocket deck. But I have to be honest, now that I've got a little bit more familiar with the dreams of Gaia, the tarot, Dreams of Gaia, I actually wish I had have got the bigger deck, because they're such a beautiful deck, and they're very different. They're very different in that they don't have your regular four sets. They go more into the elements. So they have earth, fire, wind, and water. And water is cups. Fire is obviously the flames. What have we got? Wind and water. Wind is the sword. Water, I've said. The other one's emotions. Earth, got the earth one. So that's sort of about grounding. It's just slightly different, but it's really nice. It actually resonates with me a little bit better than the other one. I have, when I was telling you that you practice and you get used to things, I can get used to this deck a lot easier than the other deck. Trying to work out the swords and the cups and the spades and the spades and the hearts, you know what I mean. It was a little bit more challenging than I found this one. However, this one is slightly different in the major arcana. Remember, we've got the two arcanas with the tarot deck. We have the major arcana and then the minor. The minor has all the, almost like a card deck where they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then we have, that's all the minor arcana. And we have the knight and the page, the knight, the queen, and the king. But this has got a major arcana, which is slightly different. So when we looked up number 6, it didn't have the lovers. That's how different it is. Number 6 is actually the crone. Now, this deck is definitely a more feminine-based deck. Okay, so it actually goes through the stages of femininity, and the crone is second from the next one up is the sage. So it's all about the crone. Again, we're bringing in femininity. And when I look at crone, or when I look at an older woman figure, I look at them in a context of been there, done that, and they've learned. They've learned a lot of things. I have this bit of an issue. Don't tell everybody. I'll just put it out here on the Facebook, on the podcast. But I do have a bit of an issue with young ladies that are coaches. Now, I really understand the fact that if they've gone through and they've created this big business and everything else, they have the right to coach as far as business goes, because they've been there, done that. But I personally have trouble with life coaches that are young, because I don't feel they've been there, done that. I feel like they've been there, done some of it, and they might have learnt a lot through education and through studies, but I just don't feel that they know enough of where I'm going and what I'm doing to instigate that support. Life coaching from a woman my age or older, I could go with, but life coaching from somebody 20 years younger, I'm not as good at. And yet I shouldn't, because the mentor I work with, a lady that I work with, she is quite a bit younger than me, but I work with her in a business sense and she helps a lot with the business side of things. So I tend to do a lot of spiritual guidance with her and she tends to do a lot of business guidance with me. And we have this lovely flow happening. But one of the things that I've thought, I've lost my page. One of the things I did go with was, I do struggle with younger women saying they're life coaches. I believe that they've got an area of life that they could coach, and I get that because they've been there, done that. I really respect that. But as far as a general life coach, I have trouble with it. And I'm not saying that it's everyone's like that. It's just I just have that little bit of an issue with it. Now, look, the same goes with naturopath. I was looking for a naturopath here on the Gold Coast, and I tend to be a word of mouth person. I tend to go, well, if you're happy with that person, I'm going to have a go. So I do tend to follow that aspect. Now, I was given this gentleman who was a naturopath, and you know it was a big wrap, everything else. So I went and saw him, and look, honestly, he was young. He knew what he was talking about. He had an understanding of it. He had all the tools. He did the blood tests. He did this and did that. He had all that aspect of it. But I just couldn't connect. There was things happening in my life that I just didn't want to talk to another man about because it didn't feel right for me. So I did have this issue with it, especially talking about going through menopause, going through hot flushes. Like, he has no idea what a hot flush is. Like, you know, he has no idea what menopause is. And so it's really quite challenging to go and talk to somebody. Yes, they've got the learnings of it. I respect that. I totally respect that. But I guess when somebody's sort of saying, you know, do as I say, not necessarily what I do, then I do struggle with that. And I don't know where that was going. I have no idea where that was going. Oh, it was about the crone, wasn't it? So the crone here, and look how tiny this little book is. This book is about the size of a packet of cigarettes, okay? It's probably even a bit smaller than that. But anyway, so the crone, when we look at the crone, so first of all, we've got about decisions. We've got the lovers is about decisions. The lovers about relationships. And now we've got it is about the crone. So the keywords, and I don't have a lovely little story with this book. So it's just keywords, basically. The keywords for the crone is feminine power, fearlessness, authenticity, individuality, independence, new purpose, freedom, and shadow self. Now, the key phrases are the woman who understands her true nature, be aware of your choices, be unafraid to walk your path alone, a life of your own design, untapped power and potential, a fertile and productive future, a childless state, be unbowed and unapologetic, respect and cherish your elders. A direct and forthright approach is needed. Do what's necessary, not what's expected. It's time to be fierce and fight back. So when we start to look at that, now there'll be things there that you listen to this again if you need to. There'll be things there that really, really resonate with you. If somebody heard a childless state, now, that may mean that they're not going to have a child this year, that they may be feeling or maybe trying to, but they may not have a child this year. But for me, a childless state means, woohoo, I can visit the kids when I want to, but I don't have to if I don't want to. You know, a childless state for me is not a bad thing. And that's sort of how we can look at it, all these little messages that are coming through. But I have to be honest, I love visiting my grandkids. Now, be aware of your choices was one of them. But what I really go back to those keywords, feminine power, fearlessness, authenticity, individuality, independence, new purpose, freedom, and shadow self. I think we've got a lot of choices we're going to be making this year, a lot of choices and a lot of decisions we have to make about our relationships. Now, they don't have to be full-on major decisions. It's not about, oh, they do this or I'm out of here. It's not about that. It's about understanding who we are and what we're doing. It's bringing our feminine power back to us, giving it back to ourselves. It is being fearless. It's being authentic. Authentic is so important. I've seen so many people go into new relationships. And look, I'm not criticizing people because I did it myself. I know I did it myself. I remember a girlfriend of mine saying, whenever you're near him, you're different. And I thought, it didn't make sense. I didn't understand it. I do now. I wasn't being authentic. He was pressing buttons. He was setting off little alarms. And that's why I was different. I wasn't being authentic. I wasn't being me. And when I was in my 20-year emotionally abusive relationship, I was not being authentic at all. I was being how I was supposed to be, what I thought I was supposed to be. And it took me a long time. Like when we talk about decisions to make, oh, my goodness, I made a decision that I had had enough of this relationship. I just could not keep going on. Couldn't do anymore. It took me 8 years to leave the relationship after I'd made that decision. So, yes, we may have decisions we're making this year. It doesn't mean we're going to be acting on all of them straight away. So be mindful of that. What we're doing now and what we're going through and what we're experiencing or what we do for this year, for 2022, is all about relationships, is all about choices. Every year is about choices. Why is it so particular this time? Because it's about our relationships and it's about being authentic and being fearlessly you, unapologetically you. And it's one of the things, unapologetic, it just really resonates with me because I couldn't tell you how many times I would say sorry for who I was and how wrong that was for me to say sorry for who I was. I had people, I do remember as I'm going through my training, or my learnings, I do remember people saying, what are you saying sorry for? What are you saying sorry for? I should be sorry. But we don't have to be sorry for who we are. We have to be sorry if we're not who we are. That's when you need to be sorry. If you're not living your true self, if you're not living your authentic self, then, yes, be sorry. But don't be hard on yourself, please. Gosh, we have enough of that. So when we're making some of these decisions, a deck of cards is a great idea. Great idea for making decisions. It can help you. I don't know how many times I haven't got my full deck here. I don't know how many times I've shuffled a deck of cards and gone, oh, for goodness sake, I don't want a wishy-washy answer. I want a yes, no answer. Is this going to happen? And I'll be shuffling the deck and I'll pull out a card, put it down, and it'll be a wishy-washy answer because that's all they could give me. But there was a couple of times when I've pulled out a definite yes and a definite no. And it was so clear and so strong. And yet I still went, are you sure? Are you really sure? But a deck of cards is a great way. A deck of cards is a perfect way to get some understanding. But oracle cards can be quite challenging to read. When you start to look at them, you'll ask a question. You might ask about a decision or, ask about one of the choices you've got to make, and you may not get a very clear answer. It can be very, very wishy-washy sometimes and quite challenging. And if it is, It's because you're not ready for the answer yet. You're not ready to make that answer. You're allowed to let it permeate a little bit, let it ferment, let it grow, let it develop, let it get legs. You're allowed to not make a decision straight away. One of the areas my partner used to always have a lot of trouble with, especially with his kids, and they'd say, "Dad, can we do this?" Or, you know, "Can you do this?" Or, "Can you do that?" And they would put it to him. They'd ask him a question. And he always felt obligated to answer there and then. And, of course, in answering there and then, it may not have been what he wanted to do later on. If he'd said yes, he might not have wanted to do it later on, or something else turned up. If he said no, he may have wanted to do it later on and they'd already made other arrangements. I said to him, don't make the decision. Just say to them, "Oh, okay, so you want to do that. Look, just give me a little bit of time. I've just got to get through a few things in my head and then I will let you know." Because the other area he used to say was, and he'd just blab away through it. And without actually giving them a concrete answer, I said, give them an answer. They're looking for an answer. You don't have to be yes, no answer. It can be, look, just give me some time to think about that one. I'll get back to you. And if I don't get back to you, remind me. And that way it gave the child a bit more power because they could remind Dad later. But it also gave Dad a bit more power because he had the time to absorb it, a time to understand it. And if you're more of an introverted person, you need to take that on board and understand it before you can say it. If you're more extroverted, you can just blurt the answer out. It doesn't matter because you'll blurt out something else later or you'll change it later because you express it verbally. You have to say it to understand it, to hear it. Whereas an introverted person doesn't want to say it until they hear it in their own head, then they can say it. So they need a bit more time. But even when you're talking to somebody who's introverted and you ask them a question, give them time. Give them time to absorb it because they can't answer it straight away. My partner's ex-wife was extroverted, so she would talk her way through it and he'd be going, "Whoa, don't know where we're going here." And it was like she was talking at him, but she needed to because that's how she understood it. The trouble is he was taking all of it on board and didn't know how to process it. So these are the sort of things that we could do. Okay, just give me some space and give me some time. And I don't know where I went off on that tangent for, but I obviously needed to. So what we want to look at for 2022 is the decisions. That's right. Now, it was the cards. That's right. Another way I've done it too with the cards is say I have three options. You know, I want to do this, do that. You know, you have three options because if you've got decisions to make, you should be making them in your head to start with, or getting the understanding, the pros and the cons of it, getting the understanding, getting where you need to go, what you want to do, how you're going to do it. You want to get the understanding of it logically. We might make the choices with our heart, and I'm all for that, but we need to think about it first. We need to make that logical connection first, because if we just follow the heart, we can get ourselves in all sorts of trouble, especially in 2022, because of the choices we need to make about relationships. It is going to be very, very mindful that we need to engage the head as well, the yin and the yang, the male and the female. The head is a lot more masculine than the heart, which is more feminine. So make sure you bring in both of them. So you've decided you've got a few options here. You could go to New York, you could stay in LA, or you could move to, where's another place? Oh, I love the mountains, something in the mountains, okay? So you've got these choices and they've all got their pros and cons and you don't know where you're going, don't know what you're doing. So what I would normally do is I would shuffle the deck and in my head I'd go, okay, number one is the first card will be New York. The second card will be LA and the third card will be the Rocky Mountains. All right? They're the three that I'm going to choose from. And you start shuffling. That's an extreme, isn't it? Almost, might as well say Las Vegas or something. That's an extreme. So you start shuffling your deck. And as you're shuffling, you're going, card one is New York. Tell me about that. Card two is LA. Tell me about that. Card three is the Rocky Mountains. Tell me about that. And then when you're shuffling your cards and you put your three cards out, you're going to get a better understanding of the three areas, because in all honesty, all three areas are fine. There's nothing wrong with all three areas. You've got the pros and cons, but there's nothing really. They're just three areas. So you're going to get a better understanding from the cards by doing that. Now, put down one card for each one. Turn them over one at a time so you get an understanding. So New York means this. Okay, all right. Does that feel positive or negative for me? LA feels this. Is that positive or negative for me? Rocky Mountains are this. Positive or negative for me? So you're doing that. Now, if you want more information, pop down another two cards on each one and you'll get a better understanding of it. And you start to create these little stories about it. Now, that might not help you make a decision, but it may steer you into looking at it in a different way. And that's really, really important. Otherwise, hey, let's go back to the old pendulum. The yes, no answer. The hardest thing, remember, about the pendulum is the fact you've got to ask the right question. You could ask, am I having a boy? If you were pregnant, am I having a boy? Well, yes, you could be having a boy, but not on this pregnancy. So you've got to ask the right question. This pregnancy, am I having a boy? Yes, no. Am I having a girl? Yes, no. If you get yes for both, look out, you could be having twins. Just saying. But they're the decisions that that's how we can make them. That's how we can help ourselves. And I know that there was a lot of pretty heavy decisions I had to make regarding my relationship and going forward. There were some decisions I made after the relationship breakdown that were really, really easy. And there was a lot that were really, really hard. And even making decisions now, you can still go back and feel that some of those the choices that we made, and you can experience them over again. But the choices we make, as long as they're your choices, you're going to get through it because they're your choices. If you're making choices under what somebody else has suggested you do, then those aren't necessarily your choices. You're doing it for somebody else, and that is not confident. That's not good. And I'm not saying you don't follow what somebody has suggested. If you are seeking advice because you have big decisions to make and you're seeking advice, let the person know you're seeking advice. It doesn't mean you have to follow what they're saying, but there may be elements that you can follow. Just like the cards, there may be elements there that you didn't see, that you weren't aware of, that triggered something in your head, that you go, oh, I get a better understanding of that. I didn't look at it that way. A friend could turn around and go, well, the Rocky Mountains, beautiful. Yeah, but you're going to get snowed in. You know, are you happy with that? Well, yes, I am. But are you happy with that? How does that look? What does that mean? If the water pipes froze, I don't think I could handle that very well. But I'm sure other people can. But look at me living here on the Gold Coast and it's really hot. But these are the sort of things that we're going to look at. So for 2022, it's all about choices and decisions, mainly to do with relationships that are going to be really significant. And to get through them, we really want to look at our crone, our inner crone. If we've got an inner baby, an inner child, we've got to have an inner crone as well. And if you haven't got an inner crone, ask another crone. Ask for help from your mother-in-law. Ooh, is that the right thing to say? Yeah, probably not. Anyway, hopefully you get along well with your mother-in-law. Ask an older female, okay, somebody that you feel has done that, has been there, done that, somebody you feel that you can follow, that you can help, not you can help, sorry, that can help you, I should say. Be open to that. And it's really, really strange where you will pick up when you start to ask, okay, this is what happened yesterday. I didn't have the lady that was going to have an interview with me, had to cancel, she got COVID. And it was like, oh, no, I haven't got anyone for the interview this week. I've got a heap lined up, but they're coming up. I've got no one for this week. I'll have to do a podcast myself. Fine, done that plenty of times. Easy peasy. What am I going to talk about? Oh, shit. I don't know. What am I going to talk about? And this is what I do. I ask. So a couple of nights ago, went to bed. All right, what am I going to talk about? Bring it to me. I need to get an understanding of it. So I got a little bit of an understanding of decisions, talk about decisions. Yeah, didn't quite sit with me. Went on a walk the next morning. I did my walk. That's when I went, oh, okay, decisions and choices, that's pretty good. That runs in line with the program I'm putting together, because it's all about learning about yourself so you can reclaim your life and make good choices. And then I chatted with another friend yesterday, I think it was, and she was talking about 2022, and I went, oh, yeah, that adds up to the six, doesn't it? And then I went, oh, okay, hang on, that's the Lovers, which is all about choices and decisions. And all these little messages started coming through. If you've got a choice to make, if you've got a decision to make, put it out there, ask. You can ask a friend for some bit of guidance, you know. Make sure they know you're not necessarily going to follow exactly what they say, but they may come up with something else that you hadn't thought about. Put it on the cards. Put it into the ethers. Go to bed and say, okay, I've got decisions to make. Give me a sign. Give me some sort of understanding. Give me a message that I can follow. And if you're unsure, ask again, because there's been times when I've said, I want that message three times. I want it three. I don't want to just see it on Facebook. Because if I look at it on Facebook, I'm going to see it again 600,000 times. I want to see it in different places. And I remember seeing, so I can't remember what it was now, and it was on one trip, and it was written on a car. It was advertised on a car. It was on the number plate. Yes, I'm a number plate reader. And there was a sign, and it all had exactly the same word on it. And I sort of went, oh, my God, that's so freaky. I did a live reading on Tuesday morning. And I pulled a card and I said to the lady, there was a lady watching, and I sort of went, I don't know if these cards are for you or for me, but I'm getting a lot out of them as well. And then I did an individual reading with Stephen Farmer's spirit guides, so the animal cards. I just shuffled the cards and said, this is your card, and pulled it out, and it was the platypus. Chatted to her about it, that's fine. And I went, okay, well, it's a bit quiet today, so there's no one around, I'm going to do one for myself. And because I'd said to her, I don't know if those cards, because I do a four spread card, a deck to start with, so I don't know if they were for her or for me, I've pulled this card out and it was exactly the same. It was a platypus. And I said to her, I guess they're for both of us, isn't it? But a deck of, what, 44 cards, you happen to pull the same one out twice? It's like so random. It's so cool. And you can do this. This is how you can do it. This is how you can help yourself make those decisions. But if you do get stuck, call out. I'm actually doing readings now online. I can do flower readings. I can do different things for you too. But if you want to really reclaim your life, jump onto the program. So we meet every, it starts on the 18th of February. We meet every Friday morning. That's my time, so I'm not sure how it is with your time. And we can twist it around a little bit just to make sure you get there. If you can't make it, it's going to be recorded, so you'll get it there. And if you can't make it, I'm sure we can sort of sneak in a bit of time one-on-ones. Don't tell everybody. So that's Reclaim Your Life. So it's about trusting your intuition, trusting who you are to make those decisions. It's really, really important. We'll probably put something down underneath so you can link to it, because that's what you're supposed to do. Oh, I'm not very good at doing what I'm supposed to do, am I? All right, so that's our podcast for today, the decisions we have, the choices we make. So the decisions we have this for 2022 is number six on the tarot, on the major arcana. If you've got a tarot deck, have a look and see what yours says, because yours could be completely different to this again. Again, I was really surprised how different the three decks were. I really was surprised. And that, I know, it's a nice insight, I find. It's a nice insight that it's not all sort of set in rock. So I really like that. Choices, relationships, mainly about relationships, and make sure we stand in our power. I'm just going to read you the crone again, because I just want you to go with this. So feminine power, fearlessness, authenticity, individuality, independence, new purpose, freedom, and shadow self. Okay, so when we look at that authenticity, individuality, independence, you know, we start looking at being us in a relationship. And if a gentleman is listening to this and they look at feminine power, look feminine power up. It's not all about girly stuff, I can assure you. There's a lot more to it when we look at feminine power. And it's that ability to be you, to express yourself, to be who you are. So there's a lot to it. But anyway, that's it. I'm not going to talk anymore. Starting to need a drink. And I don't mean alcohol. Although, no, that's too early. So that's me for today. What was I going to say? I was going to say, well, you know, do what you have to. That's just subscribe, like, you know, all that sort of stuff. Do what you want to do. Be authentic, because I just get sick of hearing all that all the time. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't, and that's fair enough. I can live with that. All right. Have a great day, guys. Have a great week. We've got a lot of good ones coming up, a lot of good interviews coming up, and you're going to really enjoy them. So don't miss any. Okay, I'm going to say bye. Have a great 2022, but I'll see you next week. Okay, bye for now.